Many of you are familiar with the revelations of Our Lady of Fatima and how the three visionaries, young children, saw heaven, hell, and purgatory. And more closely in our own time, we have the story of Colton Burpo, who his family wrote the book Heaven is for Real in the year 2010, sold 14 million copies so far, and the movie came out in 2014. But Colton was just almost 4 years of age from Nebraska. They were on a trip in Colorado when his appendix burst and they didn't realize it and went undiagnosed for a number of days. And so he became deathly ill and he had a near-death experience. And he was able to see the doctors working on him as his soul came out of his body. And he saw his mother in one room and his dad, who was a Protestant minister named Todd, in a pre-op room all by himself, yelling at God, angry because of what was happening to his son. And Todd had a shattered leg right before that, and that finally healed. And then he had a tumor in his breast that had to be taken out, and then this. And he was really angry with God. And so he was surprised when Colton, everything turned out all right. He didn't die. And Colton told his dad, I saw you in that room yelling at God. And so he knew something was up. And then when he said to him also, he said, and I saw your grandfather, Dad. So Colton's great-grandfather. And he called him Pop, as his dad used to call him. And so his dad showed him a picture of his grandfather, but when he was older, in his 80s, and Colton said, I don't recognize him. And then when he got a picture of his grandfather when he was in his 30s, he said, yeah, that's him. Because Colton said, there's nobody old in heaven. You're the prime of age there, so in your 30s. And then it convinced his mother when one day, months later, he told his mom, he said, Mom, I saw my sister in heaven. And she said, what do you mean, your sister's friends or something? And he said, no, the baby that you had in your tummy. And she hadn't told him, they hadn't told him that they had had a miscarriage in between him and the other older sister. And so he said how this sister had come and hugged him and explained who she was, and she was so excited to have a family member up there in heavenly glory. So the mom was very much convinced, they didn't know the gender of the baby as well, that it was a girl. And so this story is not to be confused with that of Alex Malarkey, who also had a book made, sold a lot of copies, and said that he had had this near-death experience and then recanted and said that he lied. So maybe his last name, Malarkey, should have tipped us off. A bunch of malarkey. But Colton is 22 now and lives in Colorado. He's married and still holds to his story. And I watched a podcast on Friday of he and his dad. And they quoted Acts chapter 5, verse 34, which is Gamaliel talking to the Sanhedrin about these Christians that they were persecuting. And he said, look, we better not persecute these guys because if it's just a human thing, it'll fall apart like many other Messiah figures have died and everything passed and nothing came of it. But he said, if it is of God, we'll be fighting against God himself. And so, but the thing that touched me was when they quoted that, and I think that was the only biblical quote during that podcast, was that was the scripture that morning of Friday Mass that I had just read and used at Mass. So I said, okay, Lord, I hear you talking to me about this experience. So heaven is for real. God is for real. Colton saw the Blessed Mother kneeling at the throne of God. He saw Peter and John and the archangels, Michael and Gabriel, King David. Angels said there were animals in heaven, grass, etc. And he said he continues to share his story to give people hope and to let them know that God is with them in all their struggles in life, whatever they may be, that God is with us. And I thought of that story because of the gospel today where Jesus is trying to show them that he really is real. Easter Sunday, we had mostly the empty tomb gospels. And then yet last Sunday, Thomas having to touch the wounds of Christ. And this is the Luke version probably of that same event. But here Jesus goes one step further. He shows him his scars and says, see and touch my wounds. And Colton said, he saw the wounds of Christ in heavenly glory. Nobody else had any scars or anything like that, but Jesus did. And he asked Jesus why. And he said, it reminds me how much I love you. And so, but here Jesus goes one step further and he eats some fish with them. And he says, look and see that I'm not a ghost, that I have flesh and bones. And so the resurrection is really real. And it helped to fight against a heresy that was common in the early times when the church was just growing, where the Gnosticism would downplay the body. And it said, only the soul is good. The body is bad. Anything material is bad. But we know that God created everything to be good. And so this reality of the resurrection of the body helped to fight against that. And so we too will resurrect one day, and our bodies will be raised gloriously and reunited with our souls, because that's how we were made to be, body and soul together. It's unnatural for us to die. It wasn't God's plan A. And so it is natural for us to be made whole again. Only Jesus and Mary have their resurrected bodies now. We'll get it at the end of the world. So to see anybody in heaven, God will have to infuse knowledge into our intellects, which is part of our soul. But it's all very real. And often we think of heaven as just a shadow of this life. But really, we should flip it around and say this life is a shadow of the reality of heavenly glory. Colton spoke about, and so many others who have had those near-death experiences, the vibrancy of the colors, that the colors speak to you. And he said there are even colors we've never seen before in heavenly glory. So we should look at it, the very real reality of heavenly glory. And so what are the consequences of this reality is that we should want to be there with all of our hearts and to rid ourselves of every encumbrance of sin, as St. Paul speaks about. And in our letter, our scripture readings today, three of them all talked about getting rid of sin and repenting and preaching to all the nations for the forgiveness of sins. And then secondly, to be a witness. Last Sunday, we heard how Thomas and those that got to see our Lord are not as blessed as we are, that we're more blessed than the apostles. Imagine that, because we believe without seeing. And so they're witnesses and we're witnesses as well of the faith that has been passed down to us. And we want to share that with all of our brothers and sisters. In the book, Heaven is for Real, the Father said, God is always listening to our prayers, even if we can't hear his answer. Because when he was yelling at God, Jesus was holding his son in heavenly glory. And so we should realize the Lord is hearing us. He's working out a plan. Maybe it's not exactly as we want it or when we want it, but he has a plan. So heaven is for real. The resurrection is for real. And so we need to be real disciples of Christ in his church. Amen.